Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We are back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Camp's here, too, because Jim's one of our top negotiating experts in our brain trust. He's coached thousands of people, something under a couple of million people with hundreds of companies and lots of places all around the globe. He's the author of a book called Start With No, America's number one negotiating coach, explains why win-win is ineffective. He's our good friend Jim Camp. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and welcome back to the USA.
It's great to be here, I got to tell you.
You know, I have to live vicariously through my Brain Trust members, and I have a deal with them, Jim. They all travel so much, and so the deal that I have with them is that before they go somewhere, they're supposed to call me and tell me where they're going and what they're going to do. And when they get back, they have to call me back and tell me if we had a good time or not, because that's how I live vicariously through their lives. So you've just gotten back from Russia, and so we need to travelogue. What happened over there?
Well, it was an amazing trip because President Putin and the Russian government and the Russian business leadership are working very hard at, shall we say, capitalism and becoming westernized, and as I think I told you before, Jim, the book "Start with No" is a bestseller in Russia.
Congratulations!
Oh, I'm actually shocked, to be quite honest with you. And,
I'm not surprised. Now, is it the English version?
No. It's a
okay.
Russian
they got
version.
It in Russia. Okay, good.
They've got it actually. They've got a Russian version. Yeah, and we were invited there, and my wife Patty and I went over there, and we spent 4 days there, and we did a workshop one day with 160 government and business leaders.
And a translator.
That's right. Oh, that's an interesting... that's interesting the way that works. The translator was something new for me. And then the...
Sometimes when I go to New England, I have to have a translator. But other...
that happens to me down in Mississippi. When I visit my friends in Mississippi, I've got a couple friends there.
They do subtitles for you, don't they?
That's exactly right. But in Moscow, and then we also had a summit or a symposium. And I've got to tell you, Jim, we had the largest law firm represented by the managing partner, Andrei Gobolats. We had the Chief Justice of the Russian Supreme Court. We had the managing director of the largest venture capital firm in Russia, who also, by the way, Yuri, was a KGB general with President Putin in the former communist government. So we actually had a symposium for a day where we talked about negotiation and our different concepts.
Right.
It was a thrilling 2 days.
Well, you know, there was a little bit of a setback for sunlight in Russia about a month ago, when the editor of the Forbes magazine in Russia was murdered. I don't know if you know about that or not, but I'm trying to remember the guy's name. But he was murdered because he was actually getting a little too close to the mafia over there.
Yeah.
Did they talk about the Russian mafia?
Well, no, they didn't talk about it, but I've got to tell you, and I think the listening audience would really appreciate this. Everywhere we went under armed guard. We had literally bodyguards with machine guns.
Wow, wow.
Everywhere we went, and we were protected by the government. And I've got to tell you, the Russian people are a robust people, and what I mean by that is they're very strong looking. They're very
You mean they're like you and me? They look like they haven't missed too many meals?
No, they didn't. Well, not only, but they're very large, strong people. I mean, they're 6'3".
Right.
It looks like everyone is 6'3", 240 pounds, and can play linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. You know,
and that's just the women. Surrounded. And that's just the women, right?
No, I tell you, it was amazing. And but they're just absolutely clamoring for knowledge over there. They're just trying to soak up everything, but
is that desire going to win out over the mafia and you know, Mr. Putin seems to be backsliding a little bit on his reforms toward democracy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, honestly, Jim, I don't know. But I will say this: it's the Wild West to me. It's what I would expect.
Yeah.
It's what I would have expected. Our country, although they drive modern cars and wear modern clothes, it must have been what it was like in Tombstone Territory in the late 1800s. You know.
You know, Mr. Greenspan, the chairman, Alan Greenspan of the Fed, of the U.S. Fed, had to go over there to explain to them how banks work.
Mm-hmm.
And they had when communism first fell, they had no method of and maybe today not very good methods of collecting taxes.
Amazing.
Yeah, but what did you tell them about negotiating?
Well, we talked about negotiation, and what's really interesting, is we talked about win-win, and it was shocking to me. The audience was asking questions like around the win-win model because they had heard about it, read about it.
Right.
And, of course, they'd also read our book, Start With No. And the interesting thing was is that the Russian leadership was absolutely appalled at the concepts of win-win when they were discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It was shocking to me that they had not read my book. The leadership hadn't. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court had not read the book. But he was shocked that someone would compromise without asking why. You know, what would solve the problem? What could we do to make this work? And these people were offering compromise up before they even asked the question. He was appalled by it. He went on for probably 30 minutes at how startled he was.
He was startled that the people in the room were willing to compromise before they'd even been told no?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was startled by it.
That's your whole premise, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
That
you don't, right.
That compromising, if it does happen, it shouldn't happen until somebody says no.
Well, you know, he was shocked. They talked about the BATNA.
Hold on to that thought, Jim.
All right,
we're going to take a
quick
break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jim Camp. He's the author of Start With No, obviously, an international bestseller. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Jim Camp is our guest. He's the author of Start With No. It's an outstanding book on negotiating. It's not your grandfather's book on negotiating, ladies and gentlemen. So, and it may not even be for the faint of heart. But he'll help you do a better job of negotiating for sure. And apparently, he had a big impact in Russia. So, you know, I'm expecting. You know, Jim, you may actually have violated some kind of a U.S. state Department of State rule or something. You've gone to Russia and helped those people negotiate. I mean, I'm glad you didn't talk to the guys before. We weren't over there helping the guys before we ended the Cold War. You might have, the Cold War might still be going on if you'd gone over there earlier.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I was a fighter pilot as a young man,
yeah.
And I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm going to tell you something, Jim, they knew that.
Yeah.
They knew that about me. They had done their research. They talked about that.
Is that right?
They called me an American patriot and a combat veteran.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good for them. They did their homework.
Kind of,
huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they don't fool around. And I looked at Yuri, the KGB general, and he said, oh, yeah, you were in Vietnam in 1967 and 1968.
Wow.
So we know. You should be very proud of your service to your country.
Well, good for them. That's a good attitude for them to have.
Absolutely. They were
so
very positive.
So you found out. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, give us your website and tell us where your book's available.
Okay. It's startwithknow.com. Anyone that would like to go there and register to look at our training programs and what we're doing, it's startwithknow.com. And the book's available, of course, at Amazon or Barnes & Noble's or any of the good bookstores. And we've got, Jim, we're going to do another book.
Congratulations. What's it going to be called?
Yeah. It's going to be the Start With Know Revolution, I believe. And it'll be out on the shelf in about 12 months, I guess.
Okay. Well, don't forget, you have to launch it on this show.
I'd love to do that.
Okay. Now, when you got over there, you were saying that the guy, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, said he didn't know what BATNA was. Now, tell the audience what BATNA is.
Well, BATNA, you know, in the world of win-win, which you, Jim, you know very well that I'm very aggressive against win-win. I feel it hurts us. The audience asked the Chief Justice of the Russian Supreme Court, who was on the panel with me, about the best alternative proposal in a negotiation. And he looked at the audience and he said, "What? You know, you sit down, you figure out what you're willing to take, which is less than you proposed." And he said, "Wait a minute." And he turned around and looked at me and he kind of put one arm up and he looked at me. And he said, "Jim, you're kidding. People compromise before they're even asked to compromise. They have an alternative solution before the other party even asked them to have an alternative?" He said, "You've got to be kidding me. You don't teach such things, do you?" And I said, "No, sir, of course not. I don't believe it. I feel exactly the same way you do." Now, here's a man who I've never met from a different country, from a different culture, who certainly was a staunch communist patriot in Russia.
Right.
And he's sitting next to a patriot from America, as they proclaim me, and he's absolutely flabbergasted, as I am, that people would drive in their car to a meeting and have a second deal.
I'm surprised that the Russians were like that, but tell us. A lot of people are thinking right now, well, wait a minute. You know, I thought that it was a good idea to find the common ground in a negotiation.
Well, you know, but what's interesting is they find the common ground by making an assumption, Jim. Now, think about it just for a moment. Listening audience, please listen to this and see if this makes any sense. If compromise is required, which is win-win, win-win requires some kind of compromise, some altering of the deal, some manipulation to make it look better, but it's still a compromise.
Something less than you wanted.
That's right. And then we make an assumption. We assume, we guess what we think will make the other side happy to make the deal. For example, we'll drive down the road. Let's say we're doing a real estate transaction, and you know what? That person is selling that piece of land, shall we say, for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'll do. I'll offer them $900,000, but I'll offer to pay them cash in 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't ask for cash, and they didn't ask for 10 days.
Exactly. You've already. What you've done is you've negotiated for them.
That's right. And you've guessed. You've made the assumption that you'll make them happy.
Right.
Now they come back and say, no. I want $1 million, and I want $1 million in 5 days.
Right.
Now. But a lot of times what they'll do is they'll, you know, we run around guessing. So we take the assumption and we guess and we compromise. It's bizarre.
Jim,
and
I got 20 seconds.
Oh, good.
Wrap it up for us.
Well, I hope they'll buy Start With Know. I hope they'll go to the website, Jim, and I look forward to seeing you again here real soon when you have me back.
Well, we'll have you back again, and congratulations on the great trip to Russia, and thank you for sharing some of those insights with us. And, folks, if you want to find out how to not negotiate for the other person. Check out Jim's book, Start With No. Negotiate for yourself. Don't negotiate for them. Thanks, Jim Camp. See you later.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. I will be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. He's going to help us improve our profit situation. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.